All right.
Hi, everybody. Buzz 24/7 and Stranger Things. The kid in Stranger Things.
There's five of them.
Yeah, there's five of them. Finn. He played Mike. He was the guy. Fell in love with Eleven. He's the star.
Yes.
Of Stranger Things. Got a new movie coming out with another guy that was been in a bunch of other movies, and they are going to be. It's Billy Burke, Brick. Excuse me, Finn Wolfhard and Billy Brick are going to be joining us here in just a couple minutes, and we'll get that in the Buzz 24/7 coming up next.
Laura here from The Buzz. If you're looking for a game changer for not only your workouts, but for your everyday wear, I have found Handful Activewear, and I'm not turning back. Finally, a bra that's comfortable and keeps me supported no matter what I'm doing. Moisture-wicking fabrics, adjustable straps, and the perfect fit. Handful sports bras were designed by women for women. Ladies, it's time to feel comfortable with Handful Activewear. I have the highest exclusive discount for our listeners going on now. Use my promo code BUZZ to get 30% off. Get to morningbuzz.com/deals and enter code word BUZZ.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, everybody. Welcome, Buzz 24/7. So, when is the new season of Stranger Things start?
No idea.
And therein lies my problem. With these shows that we love and we can't wait to see the next season. Now you got to wait like 4 years.
This is one of the tragedies of
this kind of television.
COVID took them out
for
a little while. Mm-hmm. The kids, some of them became very popular and in demand.
Yeah.
Signed on to do other things.
Right.
And, so Stranger Things got pushed aside.
Yeah.
But what sucks is it's supposed to follow younger kids,
mm-hmm.
and they're not really younger anymore.
So Finn and Billy, Finn Wolfhard and Billy Brick, they have a brand new movie out, which they kind of co-directed and star in.
Total throwback to the good old days of horror movies. Many times I've tried to put the trailer up on my page, but I can't.
It's called Hell of a Summer.
Embargoed?
What is it? Like, why can't you...
We have to put... Like, if you can say it on the air, you can put it on your page. Well, the trailer is just like a Red Band trailer, and it's friggin' hilarious and riddled with swears. I'm roadkill and you're Greg, so one of us head's gonna go down the hill, and the other one's not. So.
Ain't no head going down the hill.
No,
okay.
But what I'm saying... So I can't post it.
Okay.
But it looks hilarious, and I just love the fact that, some younger people are doing a throwback movie to the good old days.
Yeah. It definitely, those kind of things are awesome. The movie comes out Friday, and so it's nice to have those guys on with us.
But he's been very busy doing the band thing, doing some pop-ups. He was in the Saturday Night.
Yeah, he's a musician.
Yep.
So I think he
plays in a band, and then quick little roles here and there. So he was in the new Ghostbusters series and played a quick character in the Saturday Night, where he was giving out flyers promoting a new show that was going to be a Saturday Night Live show.
Billy was in that show, too. Billy was in the movie.
That's what you're talking about.
Billy was also in Ghostbusters Afterlife. You're talking about Billy or you're talking about Finn?
I thought you were talking about Finn. Oh, Billy
Well, they were
was
both
in, those,
in there. There.
Yeah, Billy was in Ghostbusters.
Okay, all right. We got that. Because then we get that stuff down before they get on the phone.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's okay. Because cable TV hasn't really hit Kelly. That requires a roadmap. He needs some help to get onto the cable TV thing, I guess. I don't know.
HBO.
I think they're there. I don't know if it's them or if it's their people. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's us.
It's Finn.
Okay.
Finn.
They don't have people.
Finn and Billy. It's Finn
no
and Billy.
People.
How are you guys?
We represent. Good. We represent ourselves.
Good.
Good.
Good. That's awesome.
You know how it is. You never know when someone's going to jump on the phone and go, hold on.
Hold on.
I'm going to connect you.
My people will call your people.
That's good. That's good. So I'm glad you guys are doing well. So we were just talking. Roadkill here has been excited to talk about the movie and post the trailer. Hell
but then
Summer.
We cannot post it on our sites because of
the Red Band one.
But I am so excited that younger younger actors are doing a tribute to the good old times of horror movies. What made you guys want to do this?
Did we lose you? Oh, okay. All right.
No. I was waiting for Finn to go. I think he's waiting for me to go. We bonded over our love of ensemble teen comedies and these sort of throwback teen movies that we grew up loving that don't really come out as often.
Yeah.
And at the same time, had a real respect and love for the slasher genre and these amazing horror comedies and horror films. And yep. we wanted to sort of fuse both together and really tell a story that felt like it spoke to a younger generation, but also in a way that wasn't isolating for older generations as well. And we kind of wanted to make a movie that felt really timeless in its themes, but then sort of contemporary in some of its sort of flair and characters.
So I'll ask, I'll direct each question to each one of you, so you know who I'm talking to. But so I'll go to Finn here with this. When you do a movie like this, like Billy was just talking about, something that's contemporary, but you also want the nostalgia, right? You want it to be nostalgic for those
exactly.
that saw it, and contemporary as well. And comedy is the one thing I think that can bridge that gap. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's a huge reason why we made it a comedy. And I mean, a big reason why, you know, Billy and I started writing this movie was because of our shared love of comedy, and specifically coming of age comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted obviously the characters to feel contemporary and relatable, but we also didn't want it to feel like only, you know, Gen Z or our generation yeah. could relate to it mm-hmm. at the same time. We wanted everyone to be able to relate to it. So, I think comedy does help that. And I think that all these characters have different sort of quirks and insecurities that everyone can relate to.
I gotcha. Go ahead, Roadkill.
Finn, two-part question. How's the band doing? And are you glad that the Stranger Things series is over?
Thank you for asking. My band is doing very well. I'm going on tour starting in Los Angeles in early June. And it's bittersweet, to be honest, about Stranger Things being over because those guys are my family. So yeah. being able to, you know, to say bye to the family is definitely, that's sad. But also at the same time, everyone's moving on to a next chapter, and that's a really great thing. So,
yep.
Well, I'm sure it was nice because it's been such a long run. I'm sure there's some nice closure because it feels like for us that it's been over for a while. Obviously, there was the breaks in between, but now that it's said and done, it's kind of like a nice little bow on top, and now you can put that away.
Agreed. Totally agreed.
So let me ask this. So you guys are both young guys, right? You've both done movies and films, but to the best of my knowledge, first time you've ever written and directed. So you're stepping into these shoes, both of you together, co-directing the movie. How difficult was that? Was it harder than you thought it would be? Or did you slide into the shoes rather easily?
Well, I feel really grateful that since I was a kid, I've known that I wanted to be a filmmaker, and I knew that before I wanted to be an actor. And the same goes for Finn. We grew up on movie sets and really just trying to soak in as much as we could and learn from the filmmakers that we got to work with. So by the time, you know, we were actually going, obviously we were nervous, but there was a level of sort of preparation and experience that I think we had just by mm-hmm. being around.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously there were challenges, and there were challenges that came with acting and directing at the same time. But I like to think that it actually wasn't as, I don't know. I feel like we were sort of ready for the challenge, and we learned so much from it.
That's cool. That's cool. Because, I mean, you know, sometimes people don't ever get the itch to do that. And if you grow up wanting to be a filmmaker, it makes perfect sense that you slide into those shoes. Was it on purpose, or was it a coincidence that it's a, you know, an axe murderer thing in a camp, summer camp kind of thing, and the counselor's name is Jason? Was that just, that's a nod.
Yes, yeah, that was on purpose, and it's an unfortunate name to have at a camp if you're a nice guy. we used to kind of lay it on a little more thick in earlier drafts of the movie with jokes about it, but we just thought it would be best to sort of have it as a little Easter egg.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. When you guys, so you do this movie, and so then, you know, you get, I always wonder, at what point do you go, it's done? Okay, editing, changing things, moving, rewrites. At what point is it financially based when you go, that's it, we're out of money? Or is it like, when does an artist go, this is the final product right here, we're done tinkering?
That's a great question, because there's still things that, like, we're working on or involved in. You know, we have press this week, so you know, and we have little marketing stuff that's coming out soon. So, you know, I would guess in the next, you know, 2 weeks or month it starts to slow down. But it still feels like, even though we just had the premiere last night, still feels like we're working on it. And I guess maybe probably when it comes out in theaters, it comes out April 4th. So once it's out, that's kind of it. So so pretty soon.
In terms of the writing thing, it's just something that you feel. And I think that it was great working with Finn, because I think there's a lot of writers who want to tinker with stuff forever. And I think that there's a balance you have to have of being, giving yourself enough grace and freedom and having enough self-confidence to just say, I trust this is done, ready. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, being critical enough of yourself that you're really pushing to get the best version of the script that you can at that moment. So it is kind of hard. Like, I think there's an impulse to tweak something forever, to edit forever. But thankfully with the edit, you mentioned it is kind of financially based. Like, you know how much time you have.
Right.
If you're trying to make a deadline for a film festival or for a release, like, you do everything you can in that period of time and in the circumstances that you have to get the best possible. And I think you have to let go, or else you'll just go crazy.
Yeah, it can drive you crazy. Go ahead, Scotty.
Finn, this question is for you. Sadie Sink, while doing press for Odessa, talked about how she grabbed a skateboard, some Walkmans on her last day, and got to take them home. What did you get to take home from the Stranger Things set?
I.e. steal. It's okay. Yeah, you could say it. You can steal it. It's cool.
The stuff that I stole? Yeah. I definitely stole. So, okay, I stole my bike from the first season. I don't know how I got away with that. What else did I get? I got a few props from my room. I have the Demogorgon piece, the Dungeons and Dragons Demogorgon piece.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, lots of and a bunch of clothes too. I kept my Hellfire shirt. I kept my season one clothes.
Just back up the shopping cart. I expected it to be one
it's
thing.
Definitely a shopping. Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah,
Billy.
Exactly.
What about, all right, so Billy. Ghostbusters Afterlife Saturday night. You ever just like, I'm taking this home with me?
I'm taking this.
You should be able to, by the way.
I got rid of some stuff. I got rid of my mustache from Saturday night.
Good call.
Keep the mustache.
Those don't work. They don't work. Well, the movie is out Friday. It's already April, so it's good. It's great to get a chance to talk to both you guys. We've appreciated your work separately. Looking forward to seeing any type of throwback movie like we talked about that bridges contemporary with nostalgia is a win today. I love the escapism kind of thing of it, so... thank you, man, for the time today. We look forward to Hell of a Summer. Comes out on Friday. It's going to be in theaters. And it's nice to get a chance to talk to you guys. All the best to both of you.
Thank you very much.
You got it, guys. Take care, man. Appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for Cooking on a Budget.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Laura Boyce is cooking on a budget. Saving you money left and right. You have at it, girl.
I'm trying, but I got an email last week from a woman. It's like, I spent $160 in 2 weeks, and you're telling me you spend $400 a week? Yeah, and that is on a budget. Listen, my kids... Our hungry
boys.
They're growing. And when we don't have leftovers, they eat them.
Okay? Medium helps you out a little bit, though.
Cooking on a budget. Greg, your food of the week. Market Basket, we had talked about those pickles. You said you really wanted the Grillos. Not sure if you tried the ones I recommended last week. But the Grillo pickles at Market Basket, $5.49 for them next week, starting on Sunday. Kelly, beer sales of the week at Market Basket. Voodoo Ranger, Tuckerman, Carlsberg, 603 Brewery, 9 packs, Sierra Nevada, Peroni, and Great North, $14.99. Roadkill, sweet of the week, it's changed because you're on a diet, but I'm trying to help you. Market Basket, I know you love the Market Baskets that have the fresh food.
Yes.
Turkey BLT wraps on sale for $4.99 starting on Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. Market Basket has fresh guacamole in their produce section, $2.99 for the original chunky or spicy. Now we'll head over to Hannaford, where your sales will end on Saturday. Hannaford shank portion ham, 79 cents a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. Tuna or swordfish steaks, $7.99 a pound. Strawberries, 2 for $5. Russet potatoes or baby carrots, 2 for $5. General Mills cereal, $2.96 a box. Utz potato chips, $2 for $5. Your Shady Brook or Jenny O frozen whole turkeys, 99 cents a pound. Hannaford sliced half ham, $1.49 a pound. Shoulder steak or London broil, $4.99 a pound. Marinated sirloin steak tips, $10.99 a pound. Lamb loin chops, $7.99 a pound. And pork tenderloin or loin fillets, $5.99. This is the time of year where you're going to see your hams, your turkeys, and your lamb all on sale because of Easter right around the corner. Does anybody do turkey on Easter?
No.
No.
Nope.
Aldi, your sales began on Wednesday. We have your California mandarins, 3-pound bag, $2.89. Autumn crisp grapes, $2.49 a pound. Blackberries, $1.49. Whole white mushrooms, $1.29. Snacking tomatoes on the vine, $1.99. Seedless cucumbers, 95 cents each. Your family pack chicken thighs, $2.49 a pound. Skinless Atlantic salmon, $10.29 a pound. Fresh ground wagyu beef, $4.99 a pound.
I thought you were trying to say ragu.
I thought that too.
Wagyu. It's beef.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Original or maple pork sausage links, $1.99. And your cinnamon rolls with icing. If you don't care about brands, I'm telling you, the Aldi cinnamon rolls are just as good as those Pillsbury. They're only $1.79. Easter brunch deals. They have your baked goods, your bagels, your croissants all on sale at Aldi. The link is up there for you to check those out. Shaw's, your sales will start on Friday, the For You sale where you need the app. Signature Farms boneless chicken breasts or thighs, $2.47 a pound. Cuties, mandarins, or navels, $2.77. Driscoll's sweetest batch blackberries, $3.97. Norwegian Prime salmon filet, $8.97 a pound. Hormel black label bacon or marinated pork loin, $4.97. General Mills or Post cereal, Nature Valley bars, Kellogg's Pop Tarts, only $1.97. Limit you to 4. Keebler sandwich crackers, Cheez-Its, Lay's potato chips, Pringles, and Santina's, $2.27. Lucerne bar shredded or sliced cheese, $1.97. DiGiorno or Screamin' Sicilian pizza, $3.97 each. Tide laundry detergent, your pods, your Downy, your fabric softener, your Downy beads, and your bounce sheets, only $9.94. And your Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors, and Coors Light, $16.99 for your 30-pack with your $5 digital rebate. Other deals there at Shaw's, you have your raw shrimp, 16 to 20 count at $6.99 a pound. Refreshed spring water, 35-pack, or a Poland Springs 24-pack, $3.99. Chobani Greek yogurt, 10 for $10. Your Entenmann's full line, buy one, get one free. Friendly's ice cream, 2 for $6, and your Purdue shortcuts, 2 for $7. Now we'll go to Market Basket where your sales start on Sunday. Sirloin steak tips, $8.99 a pound. Fresh pork St. Louis ribs, $3.49 a pound. Fresh chicken party wings, $2.99 a pound. Thin and trim turkey breasts, only $5.99 a pound. Cod fillets, $10.99 a pound. Stem cluster tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. Your snow white cauliflower, only $2.99 for a head. Farmhouse bread, 2 for $5. Near East rice pilaf, 2 for $3. Lay's potato chips, family size, 2 for $7. Your Pillsbury cinnamon rolls, like I said, they're a little more expensive, 2 for $5. Joseph's pita bread, 2 for $3. Thomas's bagels, 2 for $7. And your junkless granola bars for your roadkill, 2 for $6.
Thank you.
Recipes for the week, chicken parm lasagna. I made that last weekend. Delicious. And your broccoli and cheese stuffed mini peppers. Great appetizer if you have people coming over.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much, Laura. We got to go. So we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, everybody, if you're listening to this podcast, you got to click subscribe no matter what you're listening on, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever. Click subscribe, baby. Join the family. Let's go.